The Mishnah says, "Hoyoboidkin oison b'sheva chakiros." Ba'adim nefoshos. If two Adim comes to Bezdin that Reuven killed somebody or that Reuven's chayv nisa, Bezdin has to check out these Adim with sheva chakiros. We ask them seven type of chakiros questions. What are the seven chakiros? We ask him b'ezer shvua. In which year of Yovel did it happen? Which Yovel? B'ezer shana. Which year of the Yovel did it happen? Which year of Shemitah? B'ezer chodesh. Which month of the year? B'kama b'chodesh. How many days in the month was it? B'ezer yom. Which day of the week was it? And b'ezer shor. What hour of the day was it? And the seventh one is b'ezer makom. Where exactly did it take place? Where did it happen that Reuven did the chet? Where the Yoisim or Yoisi says no, all you have to ask is, B'ezer Yoim, in which day did it happen? B'ezer Shor, what hour of the day? And B'ezer Mokum, what place? That's all. The other ones doesn't make a difference. We don't have to ask the other Hakiris. Now, Makiranat Moisei, we also ask the Edim, do you know the person that Reuven killed? Thus, we have to make sure he's not a guy. You want to say Reuven is Chayv Misa. So we ask him, do you know who he killed? And secondly, we ask the Edim, his racing boy, did you give Reuven a warning? Did you give him Asroah? Without Asroah, would you not kill? Let's say Reuven did a chet of Avodah Zorah. The two Edim are saying, we know that he did a chet of Avodah Zorah. So we ask the Edim, Esmi Ovad, which type of Avodah Zorah did he worship? Uvame Ovad, how did he worship it? By Shchita, by Zvi, we'll see, by Nesicha, we'll see in the Gemara. Now the Mishnah says, "Kol hamarba bebdikos hareza mishubach." The more the Bezdin ask questions about bedikos, the better off they are. In other words, more than just a regular chakiris and drishos, there's needed to be marba livdikos. Ask him more questions. Now, Maisa once happened a case. Ubodak ben Zakai, ben Zakai means Reb Yechonon ben Zakai. Biyuktzei tainim. He asked the Edim, "Do you know about what happened by the fig tree?" That you say Reuven did this chet, he killed somebody. So we ask him, do you know about the uksim? The uksim means like the stalks or the where the pears grow on the tree, the figs, the stems of it. Do you know how they were? Like even such small questions like this, he asked the Edim. Now the Mishnah explains, Uma ben chakiris levadikos. What's the difference between the first type of questions, the place, the hour, and stam badikos, stam to be bodik, if they know what they're talking about? The lachma is like this. Chakirois, by the first seven questions, Echad Eimer Ein Yodei, if one of the two Edim say I do not know, Edusim B'Teila, the Edus is no good. These seven things they have to know. Bedikas, but by the Bedikas, the other questions, Echad Eimer Ein Yodei, let's say one of them says I do not know. V'Afilu Shnayim Eimer Ein Ono Yod, even if two of them say I do not know, we do not know. Edusim Kayemis, still the Edus is okay. If so, for what purpose do we have to have the Bedikas? Because the halacha is, Echad Chakiris V'Echad Bedikas, whether they're Chakiris or whether they're Bedikas, the halacha is, Bizman Shemachishim Zeh, Edusim B'Teila. If they're contradicting one another, then the Edus is Batal. So true, by Bedikas, if they say they do not know, it's still kosher. But when they're contradicting one another, then it's Batal. Now the Mishnah says, Echad Oimah Bishnayim B'Chodesh. One eight says it happened on the seventh day, on the second day of the month. The second eight says, no, it happened on the third day of the month. So Edusim Kiyamis, here we do not say it's a contradiction, but we say the Edus is Kayim. Why? Sheze Yodeya Bibur Shechodesh. One eight knew that the last month was a mole. Therefore now it's only the second day of the Chodesh. Vezeh the second eight, and Yodeya Bibur Shechodesh. He did not know that the last month was a mole. He thought it was a Chosar. So he thought today was the third day of the month. So therefore they're not really contradicting one another. What's going to be Echad Oimah B'Shleisha? One eight says it was the third day of the month. V'Echad Oimah B'Chamisha. The second eight says no, it was the fifth day of the month. Then Edusim B'Teila. That's called a contradiction. You can't make mistakes in 2 days. Therefore, they're contradicting one another. The Edus is bottle. What about Echad Oimah B'Shtei Shois? One says it happened the second hour of the day. It happened 8 o'clock. V'Echad Oimah B'Sholosh Shois. No, it happened 9 o'clock. Edusim Kiyemis. They're still called good Edus. They can make mistakes in 1 hour. What about Echad Oimah B'Sholosh V'Echad Oimah B'Chamish? One says it happened at 9 o'clock, and one says it happened at 11 o'clock. Edusim B'Teila. That already is called a contradiction. The Tanakhama holds they do not make mistake in 2 hours, and therefore the edus is bottle. Rabbi Yehuda Aymanol, Kayemis, the edus is still good. People make mistakes even in 2 hours. What's going to be though? Ech Raima Bechomish. One age says it happened at 11 o'clock, the 5th hour of the day. The day starts at 6 o'clock, let's say. The Ech Raima Besheva. The second age says, no, it happened at 1 o'clock, the 7th hour of the day. Then it do some potato. And everybody agrees, here it's a good contradiction. Why? Shebechomesh chama b'mizuch, the 5th hour of the day, on 11 o'clock, the sun is still on the east side. Uvasheva, by 1 o'clock, chama b'marav, the sun is in the west. So if so, they couldn't have made a mistake. Therefore, we say they're contradicting one another. Therefore, I do sin as b'tela. Now the Mishnah says, v'yachakach machnisen es hasheni, after they finished with the first aid checking them out, now they brought in the second aid. They checked him out also. If we find out that both Edom are telling the truth, there's no contradiction between the Drishas and the Chakiris, then the locker is, now Bezdin and Badim and Afashas starts listening to the Tzad to say that he's Potter. Anybody who has a reason to say he's Potter from Misa, we listen to that Tzad first. What's going to be though, Omar Echad Min Edom, Yeshli Lilmud Alaschus? Let's say one of the two Edom, that they're the ones that said, we saw the action that Reuven killed somebody, but still, we want to come and say it's chus. We have a reason to say that he's Potter. The locker is, we do not listen to the aid. Or Yechud Min HaTalmidim, what's going to be if somebody else, the Talmidim means people sit in front of the Bezdin, listening on. Yeshli Lilmud Alav Chayva, they're going to tell the Bezdin, listen, I have a reason to say why this Reuven should be Chayiv Misa. Yes, I think he killed, he should be Chayiv Misa. The locher is Meshaskenoisli. We do not listen to either of them. The Edim, he's called a Negeya B'Dover. We do not listen to the Edim if he wants to tell us his thought that he really killed. Or else if somebody else, not from the actual 23 Dayanim, tell us a thought that he should be Chayiv, we do not listen to them. But what's going to be, Omar Echad Min HaTamidim, one of the Talmidim that was sitting in front of the Dayanim, he says, listen, Yeshli no mudala chus, I have a reason to say why he should be potter, why he did not really kill. The halacha then is, Mala noisa, we bring him in, into the Bezdin, O Maishiva noisa b'neim, and we let him sit between us. In other words, such news we're interested in, we're trying to save the person. Flohoyu yarid mishom kolayim. This Talmud, he was zeicha to come into the Bezdin, into the Dayanim, and we let him stay there the whole day. Now, what? Right, well, he wasn't really part of the Dayanim, he was just there, they listened to what he said, he was with the conversation the whole day.
Why should they accept the witness?
What's going to be? Yeah, cool. In Yesh, now, we let this Talmud sit in the Dayanim today, and we hurry, Yorim Misham Kolayim Kula. In Yesh Mamish Bidvarov, Shemim Loi. He just said he has something to say. Okay, now let's listen. If what he says means something, so we'll listen to him. Even if he says, Yeshli Lilmud Alatsmi. Let's say the Nidun, Reuven himself, says, listen, Bezdin, I have something to tell you about myself, why I should be Potter. So Lachar is, Asmi Schus, Shemim Loi. We listen to him. Bezdin is open-minded. We want to hear reasons why he should be Potter. Obavach Yesh Ramit Vidvarov. It can't just be he breaks down crying. It has to be that he has some value, some words to tell us that would be a good reason why he should be Potter. Now, V'yimotsu Loi Schus, if Bezdin of 23 heard the case, and the same day, they come out with the verdict should be Potter, he's they found the schus, Potru, right away Bezdin has the right to say, case closed, he's Potter, he's free from Misa. What's going to be the Malav? Let's say no, the verdict, really Bezdin comes out now to see that it should be Chayiv. We have more reason, more Dayanim are saying that it's Chayiv Misa. So Locher is, Ma'avir Noisir Lamocher. We have to wait till tomorrow. Bezdin needs a night to think it over, quietly, peacefully. They cannot give the Psak Chayiv Misa right away, but rather they have to wait overnight. Lamocha, we wait till tomorrow. Now, what do we do this night? O Mizdavgin Zugais Zugais. At night time, they take Chavruses, two or three sit down together privately, and they think it over again. Like overnight, they have to think over the verdict they said during the daytime. Is it really true? Should we change our mind? Maybe to say that he's Potter. So Rashi says, Kol Alayim means Ish Ishliyatmi, it's person by himself. Yeah. Rashi says, Hayim Zarashi says, V'yem Risham, L'yacha Shivru Lodim B'mlokon Yeshiva Yim Ezdavgum B'batayim, Oy B'shuk, V'nesh Nesim B'dover. Alright.
they got together right after the Beis Din, and then it's called a line that Rashi says, Ishus Liatmai. It's right after the Beis Din, they spoke it over together, and then they would go home and think it overnight privately. Now the Mishnah says, Vayimamayitim Mimaychol, that whole day when you're passing the shal of Din and the Fushas, they did not eat too much. They did not drink wine the whole day. They're supposed to go home at night and think over the case the whole night, not to go to sleep. They have to sleep, they sleep. What it means to say is you have to spend time home at night thinking over the case, is it really true that it should be chayiv or not? Ulamokhros, the next day, mashkimim, they get up early in the morning, uboyin lebezdin, they have to come right back to Bezdin. Alokhor is hamazakoim, the one that said yesterday, I held that his potter, oimer, he says mazakim. I still remain with the same thought. My das, my mining is that he's potter. V'hamechayiv, the one that said yesterday that I hold his chayiv. Omer says it is. Omer ani mechayiv. I held yesterday his chayiv. Omechayiv ani b'mkayim. I still remain the same way. So the law is like this. Hamalamid chayva malamid chus. Somebody that said yesterday he's chayiv. Today he's allowed to change his mind and say chus is potter. Avol hamalamid chus. Somebody yesterday that said that he was potter, is Eina Yachol Aksa V'lumat Chayv, today he cannot change his mind and teach us a Chayv. Okay, Mishnah says now, Toya B'dover, let's say the Dayanim said, we made a mistake, we forgot what we said, yesterday, so Shnei Sofer of the Yonim Maskirin Oisai. We have the two people, the two clerks that write down the notes, they tell you exactly what you said yesterday. Now, if we can find to say that it should be freed, if today is count, there are more people saying chus, patru, we let him go free. The imlav, let's say we do not have more, I'm doing the minion. Then we have to see what's doing. Like, it doesn't sound, you know, like it's everybody saying patur, now we have to go down to count. Shnayim osim azak, and let's say 12 of them says yes, he's potter. V'yechid osim mechayovim, 11 say chayiv, alochar zakai, he's free. One more to say zakai, we make him free. What's going to be Shnayim Osam Mechayovim? You have 12 Dayanim saying he's Chayiv Misa. The Yechud Osam Mezakim, and 11 say that he's Potter. The Lachar is we do not Paskin Misa with one more. We need a majority of two, at least two. Let's say in this case we only have one more. We have 12 saying Chayiv and 11 saying Ptur. What do we do? So we'll see. And we have Filu, even in the case of Echud Osam Mezakim, the Yechud Osam Mechayovim, the Echud Aimer Eni Yodeya. What's going to be 11 say, yes, he should be Chayiv. 11 say, no, he should be Potter. And what happens to the 23rd? He says, any day, he does not know. So, like we learned before, we can't use him, and we're stuck. We have an even number. V'yafilu, even in the case, Esrim u'shnayim u'mezakin. Here's the Chiddush. Even if you have 22 of the Dayanim, all 22 are saying, yes, he should be Potter. Oy mechayovim. Or else, even if 22 are saying, no, he should be Chayiv. But v'yechad oim ren yudeya, but the last of Dayan says, listen, I do not know. So a person that says, I do not know, is considered like he's not a Dayan. If so, the Bezin is only of 22, and we cannot give up Sak for Misa of a Bezin less than 23. So what do we do? The Lachar is, in all these cases, whenever we cannot have the Psak, is Yosifu HaDayanim. We add on another two Dayanim, and let's see what they would say. The Kama Masifim, how many new Dayanim do we add at each time? Shnayim, Shnayim. Each time you add another two. Now let's say even after you add the two, they both split again. We had 11 and 11, and now they both split, now you have 12 and 12. It's no good. So you have to be mostly for another two. So how far could you add on? How big could it become? This bezin of 23. How big could it become? Achivim v'yechud. You let it go up until 71. But not more. Once you have 71, you cannot go more. What's going to be those shloishim v'shisha mezakin? 36 say he's potter. Ushloishim v'chamishim mechayovim. Now that you have 71, so 36 say Ptur and 35 say Chayiv, Pshita Zakai, he's free. What's going to be the opposite way? Shloishim v'shishim mechayovim. Ushloishim v'chamishim mezakin. What's going to be after you have your big 71 Dayanim here, still we're left without a Psak? Because we only have 36 saying Chayiv and 35 saying Ptur. So we're still left. We don't have two more saying Chayiv. What should we do? The locker is, they have to sit there the whole day, the whole night. They sit and argue back and forth. Until maybe Ulai, one of the people that say Chayiv, will see the words of the Mazakin. Like we try to make it have a Ptur. We're stuck. We have 36 saying more Chayiv, saying Chayiv, so we can't say Ptur. but we can't really, we can't be mechayev them either. So he has to wait and hope until one of them break, one of them give in, one or the other. The one that said now Ptur cannot say chayev. So the only way could be is somebody that said chayev cannot say Ptur. So he has to wait there and keep on arguing back and forth. Ulai, maybe, he'll change his mind. These are the lochis of a bezdin of 23 trying to give a psak on the chi of Misa. Now the Gemara says, how do we know the assert of the Mishnah that there's a klal of drisha v'chakira and we have seven chakiras? That we have to ask the Edim seven questions before we're makabal the raiders. How do we know this? Omer of Yudah, the Yamakor, the Pasuk says, v'dorashto v'chakarto v'shalta heitiv. You have to ask well. So it says the lashon of drisha, chakira, and heitiv. That's like three. The Yomer, another Pasuk says, this is by, first Pasuk is by Ir Hanidachas, it says. So it says three. That's three. This is by Ir Hanidachas. Now the next Pasuk is by Yochid, the worship of Avodah Zarah. It also says, V'yomer v'hugad l'cho v'shomato v'dorash t'heitiv. Rashi says, v'dorash t'heitiv, potrei, that's another two. So we have three and two is five so far. The Yoma third Pasuk says, by Edim Zemimim, it says, V'dorshu ha-shoiftim hetiv. Again, they should dash and hetiv another two. That's how we have seven altogether. So, Kitzur, there's a parsha by Ir Hanidachas, a parsha by Avodah Zarah, and by Yochid, and a parsha of Edim Zemimim that says we have to derash to hetiv, we have to check out well. So, putting all together, we come out with seven chakiris.
No.
The Gemara asked the question, V'yema, why don't I say, Chod, chod, kirechtiv. Each